Aloha e nā kini alehu lehu. Greetings of aloha. Kauai Community Radio is delighted to welcome you to the second volume of Novello I Kauai Kua Papa. Written and presented by Kumuhula Keholani Kekua, this series features collections of Hawaiian chants, stories, nuances, and more from the repository of Halau Palai Hiva o Kaipu Wai. By design, Volume 1 of this series began at the Pico, or the very center of Kauai, with tributes for our famous mountain Waialeale. Deeply revered by the Hawaiian people, Waialeale has garnered countless mele oli and mele hula that remind us of its importance, especially as Kauai's primordial source of sacred life-giving waters that flow from its summit. For Volume 2, it made sense to Kumu to select the Moku, or District of Hanalei, as our beloved Kauai Community Radio Station broadcast its first signals over the airwaves from Hanalei on July 4, 1997. 26 years later, KKCR continues to make its home in the quaint jungle that is part of the broad expanse that stretches west from Anini Stream. The traditional name of this large plateau is Pu'upehu, which over time lost its identity to what is commonly known as Princeville. Indigenous Hawaiian people of the Ahupua'a, or land division of Hanalei, have lived, adapted, and thrived, raising their families over the course of countless generations. They've developed a very intimate relationship with their environment, the heavy rains, and flash floods that arrive year after year. So much so that they know the names of the many rains and winds that are prevalent in Hanalei. They've adapted their lives to the rain, embracing it with love and respect. The rains of Hanalei are profoundly sacred. They are physically, spiritually, and energetically powerful. Divine, in fact, as they have always been revered as Nawaiola Akane, the life-giving waters of the major Akua Kane. The floods and landslides of 2018 were a great challenge for Kauai's North Shore families and communities from Hanalei to Haena. When the heavy rains and floods subsided, they rallied together as a resilient community to the aid of those in need and to rebuild and repair. While Hanalei is truly heaven on earth, its severe rains can make it an intense environment to live in. At the pinnacle of every chant and story that is shared here is a deep love for Hanalei and its famous rains. May it inspire you to cherish, feel, and experience Hanalei's rains.
O KKCR, kahui le kio ku oko ano Kauai. He hui le kiu kai a ulu e pai pai ia e a ka lehu lehu, a e ho'olele ana me ka ho'olaha ole. Na pahu hopua ke KCR, e ho'o ulu i ka hoi, e a o aku, a e ho'o hau oli ho'i na hoa ho'olohe. E maalama, e ho'o maua e ho'o laulea pū i na mea me ka nohona Hawaii. A me ho ike kanani a kea o kō kāko kai a ulu, a me ke kai a ulu kuaho. He kahua o ke KCR no nā leo, a me na mele laha loa pū no me ka laha ole. O ke ke kahu foundation, ka mea e ho o holo ai a mau papahana le kio. KKCR is Kauai's independent, non-commercial, listener-supported community radio station. KKCR seeks to stimulate, educate, and entertain our audience, preserve, perpetuate, and celebrate Hawaiian culture, and reflect the diversity of the local and world community. KKCR provides a forum for overlooked, suppressed, or underrepresented voices and music. The Kekahu Foundation facilitates this broadcasting opportunity. Ano ai me ke aloha nui kako? Our quest continues in search of the alluring sources that entices us to Kauai and its special places. Without a doubt, Kauai is abundant with breathtaking vistas of incomparable beauty. From the mountainous regions of the uplands and all the way down beyond the shorelines and into the sea. There are innumerable traditional places that are deeply treasured and revered. Our ancestors gave names to everything. They coexisted and thrived in a world that viewed nature and the environment in familial relationships. Our creation stories, as well as our genealogies, links us to places, deities, chiefs, and the universe in grand ways. A primary objective of the Novello Ikoa Ikoa Papa series is to seek out and share a vahipana, or celebrated places and the mo'olelo, or stories, that make them special. Nainoapana, or Hawaiian place names, are key to the journey of discovery, along with ancient chants that come from the Waihona o Kana'aoa, or repository of hula knowledge of Halaupalai Hivoka Ipuai. For the second volume of Novello Ikoa Ikoa Papa, we feature the traditional land division and district of Hanalei. Veliina, e hui pū kāko e hele mai ki ala hula I Novello Ikoa Ikoa Papa. E imi ana I kanani o Hanalei. Aloha e nā kūpuna is a mele komo. This is a chant that formally asks for permission to enter into a place. Composed almost 2 decades ago for the staff and cultural education programs of the Waipa Foundation, this chant continues to be taught, shared, and used by hundreds of people as a means to understand and respect the land and resources of places held in high esteem.
Aloha e nā kūpuna o kēia aina. He aina nui ka manovai. E ho o vai vai ka mana o pono. Ka pono no na mea ulu o uka me kai. O mai ke aloha. O mai ka mahalo. A e komo I au maloko nei. A hele o. A hele o. Vale no ue.
This humble petition of voice is offered to the ancestors of this land, a great land of abundant resources, properly acknowledging all that is valuable for the well-being of all living things that grow in the mountains and in the sea. Grant me love. Grant me the ability to respect, so that I may have the privilege to return to this place again. Here is the voice, simply a humble offering of my voice. Halau Hanalei is an ancient chant that we maintain in the halau as a hula pahu, or drum dance that is rooted in sacred temple rites. Although it appears as a fairly short and seemingly simple chant, the text, combined with the choreography of the dance, provides a profound glimpse into the worldview of our ancient Hawaiian ancestors and the life-giving resources of Hanalei's precious waters, rains, and environment. Pouring sheets of the Ualoku rains are described as colossal walls that surround and enclose the Valley of Hanalei. Describing Hanalei as a hall for the dance in the pouring rains. It draws our eyes upward toward the heavens and to the heights of the summit of Kaliko, where the abundant sources of fresh water is collected in massive basins below. During times of heavy torrential rains, the natural stream embankments are broken, causing torrents to burst forth, creating waterfalls, streams, and tributaries. This explosive release of flash flooding waters are poetically referred to as Waialoha, or the waters of love, that beautifully unites the procreative mana of Wakea, or Sky Father, and Papa, Earth Mother. From the sacred union of sky and earth, the blessed rains penetrates, fertilizes, and enriches the earth to provide an abundance of food plants and vegetation. The joyous waters of Waioli surges forth, bringing a wealth of fresh water that flow from the heavens all the way out to the sea. Indeed, Hanalei is a hall for the dance in the pouring rains.
Hello, Hanalei. Hala Hanalei, kaninia kauai. Hello, Hanalei. Hala Hanalei, kaninia kauai. Kumano. Kumano ke po. Oia kaliko lae. Kumano. Kumano ke po oia kaliko lae. Naha ka o piwai. Naha ka o piwai. Ia vai aloha lae. Naha ka opi vai. Naha ka opi vai. Ia vai aloha lae. O ke kahi. O ke kahi ko e a hiki vai ori lae. O ke kahi. O ke kahi ko e a hiki wai o lila e. Halau Hanalei. Halau Hanalei, i kanini a kauai. Halau Hanalei. Halau Hanalei, kanini a kauai. Kumano. Kumano ke po oi a kaliko lae. Kumano. Kumano ke po oi a kaliko lae. Naha ka opi vai. Naha ka opi vai. Ia vai aloha lae. Naha ka opi vai. Naha ka opi vai. Ia vai aloha lae. O ke kahi. O ke kahi ko e a hiki wai o lila e. O ke kahi. ke kahi ko e a hiki wai oli lae. Halau hanalei, halau hanalei, halau hanalei, halau hanalei. Hei noa no nā lani.
Amongst the most impressive chants of old that has been preserved by generations of oral tradition experts is Pele's Kauai Wind Chant. It is found in the Mo'olelo of Pele and Hi'iaka I Kapoli o Pele. After traveling up the entire chain of the Hawaiian Islands in search of finding a suitable home for herself and her siblings, Pele Honua Mea, goddess of fire and volcanoes, is finally successful on Hawaii Island. There, she digs a deep crater and fiery pit of Kilauea and makes her home at Hale Mau'uma'u. Once their home was made complete, Pele invited her siblings to join her on a huaka'i, or excursion, down to the sea at Haena and Kea'au in Puna, for a swim. After enjoying many hours of swimming and expertly surfing the waves there, Pele returned back to the shore, completely satisfied and rejuvenated by the invigorating energy of the ocean's waters. Retreating to a place on the beach that had been set aside for her to rest, Pele summoned her youngest and favorite sister, Hi'iaka I Kapoli o Pele. O Hi'iaka, dear to my heart, I have this small command for you. I am going to sleep because the lashes of Avihikalani, my ever-watchful eyes, grow heavy with a desire for slumber. How unusual for drowsiness to come upon me this way, she said. Imparting strict instructions for Hi'iaka to watch over her as she rested, Pele warned that none of their sisters or brothers was to disturb or awaken her, except for Hi'iaka, of course. Upon agreeing to abide by Pele's commands, Hi'iaka I Kapoli took her place next to her elder sister, who almost immediately dozed off into a deep sleep. As Pele slept, her spirit was aroused by the mysterious and pulsating sounds of beating drums and chanting voices. The combined rhythms and mesmerizing voices were enticing Pele's curious spirit. Pele eagerly left her physical body, determined to find the very source and location of the hypnotic sounds. Pele's spirit traveled from one end of Hawaii to the other, traversing over the ocean channels from one island to the next. Eventually, she was led to the northwest end of Kauai, to Ke'e at Haena, where there was a huge crowd that had gathered for a special celebration of hula. Pele discovered the beating sounds were coming from a throng of drummers and chanters. At the head of the assembly was the handsome chief of Haena, Lohi'o. They were immediately attracted to one another, each drawn by the other's beauty and mana. As a gesture of courtesy, Lohi'o invited Pele to join the festivities and to present a performance of hula. He was puzzled, for he had never seen nor heard of such an astounding and beautiful woman. When asked where she had come from, Pele insisted that she was a kama'aina of Kauai. "If that is so," Lohi'o replied, "please honor us with an exhibition and offering of a hula, for all of the elite women of Kauai have this skill and knowledge." Lohi'o knew all of Kauai's most beautiful women. He was still not convinced that this stranger was from his island home. Pele did not possess the experience, skills, or ability to dance, but to prove to Lohio that she was indeed a Kama'aina with intimate ties and knowledge of this land, she insisted that she would chant instead. The goddess of fire and volcanoes stepped forward with confidence and began to chant and call upon the winds. Pele's greater wind chant begins at Nihoa, then continues to the islets of Kaula, Lehua, and then Ni'ihau, before crossing the Kaula Kahi channel to Kauai. The chant in its entirety accounts for more than 292 winds. Namakani Ohanale is a mere excerpt of 26 winds Pili to Hanale, from the seaside cliffs of Pu'upoa to the upland forested regions, the valleys and peaks of Namolokama Mountains, alongside the Crescent Bay Sands, all the way to Pu'uhinahina and more. Apa anoa kamakani ohanale, puhia kamakani ala'a, kiahe ko'olaua hine kamakani olalo, kaua I kaui ike, he aina na kamakani I ho o luluaye. For you, the winds of Kauai blows, gusting forth the wind of la'a, softly blowing as the ko'olauahine breeze below. Indeed, I am of Kauai, for my knowledge of it is great, for when you depart here, the protection of its many winds will travel with you. He o launiu kamakani o pupo aheli hau kamakani o lini huli he hina no kamakani o luia he hau o lau kamakani o halele ai. He hau ka e kamakani o hanale I ki lu hau kamakani o hanale u kai. He hui a po ai hau kamakani aloha kanalo o. E ala kau mu o makani aloha. E ala kau o ma. O ma kani aloha, e ala ke paniua I ma kani aloha e. E ala e kumau hoa hele o waika e neila e. E ala e li haupua ko o laukiu ma kani aloha e. Kau ka o puan e o ne ka hau makani o maha moku. He uala ni pili ka makani o nā molo ka ma uu I nā nāwai o nā molo ka ma. E ka ma o e I he aloha pa malo ko e. He lole ma ua ho ka makani o mamala hoa. O e kuhoa he I po aloha na ue, I malama I ke o lelo I loa a ko ukule ana, e ki pa mai e I o une I ua pumehana no ue. Ui wai a ma ukamakani o wai oli, pahe. E pākika kalimu kakanaka o manu a ke pai. He mākani ka haonea o mano lau, he maka I hua ak mākani o kupa ko ili. He kālena ka mākani lau e puahala ai a ke kinau. E ho olale anai nā kupa o ka aina eia o mapuana ke lawe nei a lilo. A aui ke kai ola ia one,
he ki na u ka I a he o ma o ka ule hua ka makani o waipa. He ma pu holo ka makani o waikoko, he moi pali ka makani o ka maku. He ka upaku o le ka makani o ka luala no. He poli pu mehana ka makani o ka hala hala. He ka iko o ka makani o ki ala hula. He kuhi ka makani o puhi na hina e. A pā no ua ka makani o hanali. Puhi a ka makani ala. Ke a he ko o le ua hine ka makani o lalo. Ka ua I ka ui I ke. He aina na ka makani ho o lulu ai.
With this vast knowledge of Kauai's winds and the expert skills of her chanting, how could anyone argue or deny that this exquisite beauty was not a woman of this land?
E kui ke olo valu e I olo alu, ka huli ka makalu a ka hua, I olo alu ke kalo, I ola au ka mahi ai. I ola ka noho hale, I ola ka ohua, I ola ka ohana, I ola na malihini ki pamai e. Ai o la mako ue. E kui ke olo alu e I olo alu, ka huli ka makalua a ka ua, I olo alu ke kalo, I ola au ka mahi ai, I ola ka noho hale, I ola ka ohua, I ola ka ohana, I ola na malihini ki pamai e, ai ola mako ue. E kui ke olo alu e I olo alu, ka huli ka makalua a ka ua, I olo alu ke kalo, I ola au ka mahi ai, I ola ka noho hale, I ola ka ohua, I ola ka ohana, I ola na malihini ki pamai e, ai ola mako ue.
Haloa ku makapea, kanuia haloa, uruha haloa, kalauo haloa I ke aula puka. Kapuka haloa ku makapea, kanuia haloa, uruha haloa, kalauo haloa I ke aula puka. Kapuka haloa ku makapea, kanuia haloa, uruha haloa, kalauo haloa I ke aula puka.
The Mo'olelo of Kawelo is a classical story of ancient times that was maintained and passed down orally within families and communities for generations. Shortly after arriving in the Hawaiian Islands in 1820, Protestant missionaries set out to develop an alphabet of standard spelling for the purpose of translating the Bible to Hawaiian, to Christianize the ali'i, or royalty, and their subjects of the Hawaiian kingdom. With their keen memorization skills and a fervent desire to learn, to read and write, our kupuna kahiko, our ancestors, easily adapted to the orthography that was created by the missionaries. Literacy spread with great success amongst the adult population throughout the Hawaiian Islands. The mission easily earned the support of the ali'i to build more schools, to educate the children, to read and write as well. By 1834, the first Hawaiian language newspapers were published by missionaries and Hawaiians. For more than a century, from 1834 to 1948, over 100 different Hawaiian language newspapers were being printed and distributed throughout the Hawaiian Islands. With great zest, historians, storytellers, genealogists, families, and more submitted writings to be published in the Hawaiian newspapers. For many years now, these Nu Pepa have provided us with invaluable sources of Hawaiian culture, knowledge, and history. The Mo'olelo of Kawelo appeared in Hawaiian language newspapers, including Kahoku o Kapakipika, from September 26 to December 5, 1861. Well through the 18 and 1900s and even till today in the 21st century, Kawelo's story continues to be retold to remind and teach us of the importance of exemplary leadership qualities and the power of dedicated love, aloha, and relationships held for families, the people, and with the aina and resources. Within this amazing story is a treasure trove of details related to the customary practices, protocols, chants, battles, and more of this heroic epic of the Kauai warrior chief, Kawelolei Makua. As a child, Kawelo is raised in Hanalei, where he is often picked upon and bullied by his older cousins and uncles who are desperate for power. Two of them, Aikanaka and Kawahoa, are amongst Kawelo's most jealous rivals. When he was born, Kawelo was specially chosen to be raised in the traditions of Hānai by his grandparents, who recognized that he was gifted with supernatural strength, insight, and wisdom. They took him to the island of Oahu, where he was formally trained in the traditions of Mo'olelo, Mo'okuauhau, chant and hula. He also trained in the fighting arts of lua and mokomoko, philosophy, and the ceremonial rituals associated with the arts of warfare. He also meets and takes for his wife Kane Wahine Ikiaoha, the daughter of an olohe or lua master. She too is a disciple of the arts of war and becomes a skilled fighter alongside Kawelo. She's a famous expert with the Ikoi, or tripping club. One day, Kawelo receives word that his cousin Aikanaka, who is now king of Kauai, has banished, starved, and tortured his parents. Here we present three melikaua, war and battle chants from the Mo'olelo of Kawelo. They all take place in Hanalei, when Kawelo returns to Kauai to avenge his beloved parents. In the mele are place names and descriptions of the landscape and environment of Hanalei, the land of the heavy and torrential rains. Not only do the chants call for and foretell of the demise of Kawahoa, the Me'eu'i o Hanalei, the massive, handsome warrior giant of Hanalei, but it also describes in detail Kawelo's wife, Kane Wahine Ikiaoha, and her fearless and masterful skills that ultimately destroy Kawahoa.
O Hanalei, aina uanui, aina nuanu, aina koe, aina kapea inohoi. Noana e liu ana e mae vana ka uki uki u oho no koa. I ka pali o klehu a vehe pua kalama me ka vili vili. O ka ualele ma vaho o ma malahoa. E ala e Hanalei, e ala e Hanalei, e ala e Hanalei. O
hana le i aina ua nui aina nua nu aina ko e ko e aina ka pe a i noho ei noho ana e liu ana e mai wana ka uki uki u o no ko I ka pali o ka lehua vehe, pua ka lama me ka vili vili. O ka ualele ma vaho, ma malaho ei, e ala e hanale, e ala e hanale. E ala e hanale. O kaua hoa o ka me e o I o hanale. O ke kanaka kamalama I hopo ai o kaua hoa. He me ai tanui e. E ia ka ho iwa ka naka nui, o ka ua I, o ka ua hoa. E ala e hanale, e ala e hanale, e ala e hanale. Ai, e ala e, ka ua hoi, ka me eu I o hana lei. E ala e, ka ua hoa. E ala e, ka ua hoi, ka me eu I o hana lei. U e a ku ka ua moi, ke a wa ke a, ka pai ke ka ua e ka hoa hanau. O o e ia e ku hoa holo holo, ka wa ka mali I. O a ku I le hua wai ka e, a ka ua e ku I ka nei. I lei no ke kai kua na haku, kai kua na ku o ka ua e. E ala e hana le. E ala e hanale. E ala e kaua hoa. E ala e kaua hoa e kame e I o hanale. U e aku kaua moi ke awa kea. Ka pai ke kaua e ka hoa hanau. O o e ia e ku hoa holo holo ka waka mali. O a kui le hua wai ka e, a kaua e kui ka nei. I lei no ke kai kua ana haku, kai kua ana haku o kaua e. E ala e hana le, e ala e hana le. E kane wahine I kia oha. E kane wahine I kia oha e, koi piko ole ia I luna, I hele lua, I hele lua, I hele lua, I hele lua, I kaupuku o hanale I e, e ala e hanale, e ala e hanale. E kane wahine I kia oha. E kane wahine I kia oha e. Ko pikoe olei ia I luna. I hele lua, I hele lua, I hele lua, I hele lua. I kaupuku o hanale I e. E ala e hanale. E ala e hanale. A make o kaua hoa, a make o kaua hoa, ia oe, aia e ia, na lei e, ahua e ta pāwehen i hau ai la o e ka manu o ka ula e. E ala e hana le, e ala e hana le. Amake o kaua hoa, amake o kaua hoa, ia oe, aia e ia hana le. A ahua e ka pāwehen i hau, ai la oe, ka manu o ka ula e. E ala e hana le, e ala e hana le. Hei noa no ka velolei mākua.
Hei noa noa ka velolei mākua.
Olonoi Kamakahiki Kapua Kalani is a chant that comes from the Mo'olelo of Lonoi Kamakahiki. He was the son of Keawenui'a Umi and the sole ruler of the Mo'oku or districts of Kau and Puna on Hawaii Island. He was a bad-tempered chief who too easily was consumed by his jealousy over his beautiful wife, Kaikilani. In a violent rage fueled by lies and rumors spread by instigators, Lonoi Kamakahiki cruelly beat his wife to death. When he realized what he had done, he became crazed with grief and guilt for his heinous crime. He traveled from island to island, lost, empty, and depressed. By the time he had arrived on Kauai, Lonoi Kamakahiki had lost his mind completely. He wandered off into the wilderness of Hanalei's deep, dark mountains and valleys. Although his own attendants and followers went after him, they soon turned around and deserted him when the cold, torrential rains became unbearable. One man, Kapa'ihia Hilina, continued to follow him despite the desperate conditions of cold, hard rains, hunger, and lack of clothing. Kapa'ihia Hilina cared for him as if he was a personal attendant and relative to the chief. But he was not. He was simply a native of Kauai, a stranger who felt compassion and aloha for Lonoi Kamakahiki. For months on end, Kapa'ihia Hilina patiently followed and tended to Lonoi Kamakahiki's needs. When he found ripe bananas, he gave Lono the inside fruit and ate only of the peels for himself. The inside of the wild sugarcane was given to the chief, while he ate the hard outer skin. He created makeshift coverings from tea leaves and ferns for their bodies when their kihei and malo had become tattered and torn. Eventually, Kapa'ihia Hilina convinced the chief to return to the warmer shoreline region, where conditions for his healing was more conducive. Lonoi Kamakahiki's sanity was eventually fully restored. Soon after, Lonoi Kamakahiki returned to Hawaii Island to resume his chiefdom affairs. He soon earned the admiration and gratitude of his people once again. Kapa'ihia Hilina was made a favorite premier and personal steward of the chief, a decision that riled the anger and jealousy of members of Lonoi Kamakahiki's royal entourage. Once again, Lono was negatively influenced and swayed by the lies and the conspiracies spread by his loyal subjects. He pledged never to acknowledge Kapa'ihia Hilina again and discharged him of his rank, his station, the lands that were given to him, and his power. Upon hearing the rumors of his demise, Kapa'ihia Hilina traveled to Kahalu'u on Hawaii Island to call upon Lonoi Kamakahiki personally. When nearing the hale of the chief, the doors of the house were closed shut, denying to acknowledge the very existence of Lono's most trusted and dedicated steward. Heartbroken and betrayed, Kapa'ihia Hilina lifted his voice in chant, recounting of their wandering travels, of times shared in deep depression, poverty, and struggle through the rain-swept wilderness of Hanalei Kauai. It is a mele that tells of a loyal steward's compassion and love for his chief and of myriad sacrifices that were made. This chant is delivered in the style known as Kepa Kepa. It is conversational chant, fast, rhythmic recitation, with every syllable clearly pronounced and without prolonged vowels. not requiring too much breath.
Olonui ka makahi kapu o kalani o kalani kapu aki o ihanau hanau kalani ke ali ku halau helau kapa o nelo no mai ka papa aku. Ka hula kapu aku malana ua heva. Ua heva ia la e ho mau halau he ano hala e ho mau ai kalani. Ku maku ua e kalani kaina i honua hele ana i honua i opikana nu opikana lani. Ka ua kanu heve ka papa o kumoku ka honua. Ke au aina ua ke ai noho wei. Ua ke a ke ali i kapua. Ke avi i hanau hanau mai mamua pono kali aku mamuli heva. Oi hele mai ka wānui a hune. Meha meha kanaka ole hele ko ulua kana hele lao koa kumo ole mauka ka hi kolo. Hili aku malo pa upalai haki lau i pe amake kua hala ia maua ka ua i laila. Eke hoa e. Hele aku a aipua palau ka hala. Ala ia la pololi o ka ua. Eke hoa. E hoa na hele lau hala loloa mai ki la ue a kalihila. Hale i aina ke paia o po oku i hana leila. Hale ia maua ka ua. He ua ka e ua makani ua ho kina kina puni ka ua. Inu aku ka awa koko awa lau hina no mamala hoa. Eke hoa e. E hoa ka upo e lono e kanaka he hoa laho ino ka ua paia. Hele ka ua mauka u hanale iki a hanale nui a mauka mai ke kahi ua makai mai ke kahi ua manae mai ke kahi ua malala mai ke kahi ua. Malae hala o pupa oa ilaila ka hua ho vale ai ke one. Ike one ai a ke kinau. Ke kinau ai hala pala i hanale. Ua ho pala ohi awai oli. He oli oli ki ali i pono ai. Kahku ha. Kahku hanau kana nanu ka makalai o ku kalai kalai ho o nienu ana. Ko walau kani kani kua ka ua ka upaku o hale mawea. I laila ka ua kike ha na hele. Ha ha ka ua na hele. Ha aula ka ua na hele. Ha lea ka ua na hele. Noi ka ua na hele. La wili ka ua na hele. Opea ka ua na hele. Kua wa ka ua na hele. Ika uka o la au ha elei. O hele a, wale a kanaka ka hele ho i mai lalo ino lalo hewa, he lalo a kiki kou muli la, e ia mā muli ka alele ke pai au ka ho o kuke, he nani nei hele nau, ua ho o kuke oi ka mea hale, e ia la hewa ka noho hale, e noho a pa wā ho o kua e hele loa ko kina ko ka hoa ukale ino, o noho. Ha alele ya oe ke hoa ke hele nei, hele ki kahana ka ua o hopkoa o wei aloha, e iala e. Aloha valeana ya oe, I loko ga wa
Waioli is a traditional chant composed in honor of Queen Kapi'olani, the beloved wife of King David Kalakaua. Together, they reigned over the Kingdom of Hawaii from February 12, 1874, until Kalakaua's death on January 20, 1891. Categorized as a mili'inoa, Waioli is a name chant that pays tribute to Kapi'olani's high rank and chiefly lineage connecting her back to Kauai. Named Julia Napela Kapuokaka'e Kapi'olani at birth, she was the daughter of High Chief Kuhio Kalaniana'ole of Hilo and High Chiefess Kinoiki Kekaulike of Kauai. Kapi'olani was also the granddaughter of King Kaumualii, Kauai's last sovereign mo'i, who negotiated the ceding of Kauai and Niihau with Kamehameha the Great to unify the islands under one rule in 1810. Waioli is also more specifically a mele ho'oulu lahui, or chant that calls for the growth and inspiration of the Hawaiian population to flourish. Looking back in history, by the year 1800, the native Hawaiian population had declined dramatically by 48% since Captain James Cook first arrived in Hawaii in January 1778, bringing with his crews deadly diseases and infections that had fatal impacts on the Hawaiian people. By 1820, the population declined to 71%, and by 1840, even before Kapi'olani and Kalakaua ascended to the throne of the Hawaiian kingdom, the Hawaiian race declined more than 84%. This chant, along with scores of other mele ho'olulahui, were personal tributes to the royal couple who were unable to conceive children of their own. Kapi'olani and Kalakaua received David Kawananakoa and Jonah Kuhio Kalanianaole, the sons of her sister, Kinoiki Kekaulike, in the tradition of Hanai. Kapi'olani's sister, Po'o Mai Kelani Hanai, the third brother, Edward Abnel Keli'iahunui. Together, the three young brothers and nephews of Queen Kapi'olani were officially given the status and titles as princes of Hawaii in honor of Kalakaua's coronation. In response to the alarming high infant mortality rate in Hawaii, Queen Kapi'olani founded the Kapi'olani Maternity Home on Oahu in 1890. Expectant mothers were able to receive proper prenatal care as well as for their newborn keiki or infants. Today, it is known as the Kapi'olani Medical Center for Women and Children. These are all tied into the primary intention of mele ho'olulahui, such as Waioli, to inspire, to regenerate, to increase the population of Hawaii's indigenous people, to promote health and to promote procreation, to conceive and have children, to ho'olulahui, to rebuild the Hawaiian nation. Waioli is an heirloom and legacy hula taught to me by my grandmother, the late hula master, Helen Ka'ipuwai Kekua Waio. Employing the use of ili'ili, or smooth, water-worn stones, the olapa, or dancers, keep timing and rhythm flowing as they simultaneously chant and dance to offer up this mele. The clicking of the stones also mimic the falling rains of Waioli and this region within the greater district of Hanalei, bringing love, health, and life to the land and people of Halele'a and Hawaii nei.
Ai, auhea valeana oe e ka ualoku o Waioli.
Auhea. Auhea valeana oe e ka ualoku o Waioli.
Auhea.
Auhea valeana oe e ka ualoku o Waioli.
Kamanava.
Kamanava pehu keia o kalimu o manu a kepa.
Kamanava.
Kamanava pehu keia o kalimu o manu a kepa.
Hehi aku.
Hehi aku i kawawai, he mau ia e pahe e nae.
Hehi aku.
Hehi aku i kawawai, e mau ia e pahe e nae.
Holu.
O lui ka pūmahi ki, i ka ehu kai o makahoa. Holu. O lui ka pūmahi ki, i ka ehu kai o makahoa.
Ahe hoa.
Ahe hoa no o e no ula, i ka veleleu o ka anoi.
Ahe hoa.
Ahe hoa no o e no ula, i ka veleleu o ka anoi.
Haina.
Haina mai ka inoa, o ka piola ni ka iu o luna.
Haina.
Haina mai ka inoa, o ka piola ni ka iu o luna.
He inoa no ka piola ni.
Ke oho limu limu vai o limu nui is one of 11 known chants composed in honor of Queen Emma that specifically praises her hair. Categorized as a mele ho'ihi, this is a chant of reverence and respect that cleverly enlists beloved vahipana of Kauai's Halele'a district to poetically parallel the sacredness, majesty, and beauty of Emma Lani. Queen Emma was bestowed with many honorific names, including Kaleleokalani, the flight of the Heavenly One, after the death of her only son, Prince Albert Edward Kaui Keoli Kaleopapa Kamehameha, in 1862. She was also given Kaleleonalani, meaning the flight of the Heavenly Ones, pluralizing chief to chiefs, after the death of her husband, King Alexander Liholiho Kamehameha IV. She was also known by the name of Nalani Elua, the two royal ones, Kaleonamoku, Garland of the Islands, Kalani Kaumaka Amano, royal one esteemed by the multitudes, and Ku Kailimoku, Ku, the snatcher of islands. And she was also known by the name of Kamohai.
Ke oho limu limu vai o limu nui, o ka polohina no o manu a kepa. Ke hoa ia maila e ka lupua, e ka pahele hala una ue i ke kai e. Ea ke oho limu limu vai o limu nui, o ka polohina no o manu a kepa. Ke hoa ia maila e ka lupua, e ka pahele hala una ue i ke kai e. Ea. Ke oho ka hala ia ke kinau, he ovili oho ia no mamala oa. Hoho apune ki oho hihimanu,
Iho mai I ka lehua makanoe a kuilu na hae. Ke oho ka hala ia ke kina u, he ovili oho ia no mamala oi. Hoho a paa pune ki oho hihi manu. Iho mai ka lehua makanoe a kuilu na hae. Ku ike po oai o nā molo ka ma, pa aia mau o vili la uo. Ho mau ia iho ke pinea, o mau ia iho ke pinea. Ku ke pono ai o nā molo ka ma, pa aia mau o ili la uo. Ho mau ia iho ke pinea, o mau ia iho ke pinea.
Hei noa no kalele o nā lahani.
Hano Hano Hanalei is one of the most famous songs composed for Hanalei Kauai. It was popularized in the early 1920s by Alfred Unauna Alohikea, who was a native taro planter and fisherman, who later also became a politician. He was one of Kauai's most prolific composers who earned the nickname Hanalei's Poet Laureate. The people of Kauai loved Alfred Alohikea's rendition of Hano Hano Hanalei, done in himeni form, so much that they elected him term after term to the Hawaii State Legislature until he died in the 1930s. Almost every classically trained student of hula from Kauai was taught the himeni version of Alfred Alohikea's Hano Hano Hanalei. I first learned it as a young child in my preteen years. Back then, I only knew this mele as a hula awana that was performed with the uli-uli, or feathered rattling gourd. What most people don't know is that Hano Hano Hanalei was originally a traditional chant. It was Alohikea who evolved it to the himeni style of singing. As with this mele, many of our ancient chants were being set to music around the turn of the century. This was a brilliant way to preserve and perpetuate the old mele of our kupuna, or ancestors. Oli and mele were an integral part of the Hawaiian culture and traditions. On the surface, Hano Hano Hanalei appears as a mele pana, or place name chant. However, when taking a closer look at the lyrics, it is also most definitely a mele ho'uipo'ipo, or chant for courting and love affairs. Reminiscing moments of passion and intimacy shared between lovers, the hakumele, or composer, skillfully wove names of Hanalei's renowned wahipana with metaphors describing drenching mists, heavy rains, the slippery moss of Manu'a Kepa, and so much more. It is my humble pleasure to reintroduce Hano Hano Hanalei in its original chant form as a mele hula kahiko for this second volume of Novelo I Kauai Kua Papa. May we never forget the origins of this beautiful and profound mele.
Hano hano hanalei i tāua hanua. kui pakika kahilimu o manu a kepa ilaila ho ie o ike I ho ai I kahana a hui koni koni kaili. He aloha kahi one ea o pua roze ka hoope ia e tauna kai a kahi ho ie u aike I kanani hano hano hanale I tau hanui. Kila kila e taluna o nā molo kama, a ike kau ia mai ho ia nā ohu, he ohu ho I oe no ka haina, a hana leia e a heo nei. Ki lohi kanani ma malahoa, ka hoope ia e keke hau. Ilua vale hei tanoho mahaua, a ikolu I tahone honea ka e hukai. Hano hano hanale I te uanui pakika kahilimu o manu a kepa ilaila ho ie hui ke I hoai I kahana a hui koni koni kaihili. He aloha kahi one ea o pua roze, ka hoope ia e ka huna kai, a kahi ho ie u a ike I kanani, hano hano hanale I tau hanui. Kila kila e taluna o nā molo kama, a ike kau ia mai ho ia nā ohu, he ohu ho I oe no ta haina, a hana leia e haa heo nei. Ki lohi tanani ma malahoa, ka hoope ia e keke hau. E lua vale hei tanoho mahaua, a ikolu I tahone honea ta e hukai. Hei noa no hanale I kaua nui.
For well over a decade, Hawaiian cultural practitioners, activists, and environmentalists battled with powerful political and business figures to remove illegal commercial boating out of the Hanalei River. This mele, ka ohu malie o nā molo kama, was inspired by the different rains that graced us with their presence on Sunday, March 29, 1998, at a six-hour vigil that was held at the mouth of the Hanalei River. Nākumu hula and their respective halau of the Iliʻuulo Kalani Coalition gathered to lead the day's protocols and ceremonies to motivate spiritual and cultural support for Hanalei River, Hanalei Bay, and the surrounding resources of the land and sea all the way to the Napali coast. Other Kauai halau and members from the community participated in the vigil activities as well.
Ai ka ohu malie o nā molo kama. Ka ohu malie.
ka ohu mali e o nā molo kama o ka lei mau no ia ka mana o ka mili ka aia e ka ua koko a o he lua ko ua loha ia o e ka ohu mali e ka ohu mali e o nā molo kama o ka lei mau no ia ka mana o ka mili ka aia e ka ua koko a o he lua ka ua loha ia o e ho o pumehana O pumehana I ke ahi ke aloha, me ka ua ki lihune o hihi manu, I ka ho o purua le ina le e hua, aluna ua o mama la hoa. Ho o pumehana. O pumehana I ke ahi ke aloha, me ka ua ki lihune o hihi manu, I ka ho o puruwa le ina le e hua, aluna ua o mama la hoa. I ka ua lena. I ka ua lena o mahina ke e hau, ka palai hula le a I ka makani, haku I a ka vehi no puumanu, a hele I ka hiko no ko ukino. I ka ua lena. I ka ua lena o mahina ke e hau, ka palai hula le a I ka makani, haku I a ka vehi no puumanu, a hele I ka hiko no ko ukino. He mana o. He mana o no ko ue I ke ai, ka noho I uka o ka haliko, po ai ka ua ko I ave o ai oli, I ka hehi pua hala o po o ku. He mana o. He mana o no ko ue I ke aku, ka noho I uka o ka haliko, po ai ka ua ko I ave o ai oli, I ka hehi pua hala o po o ku. E ola hoi halelea. E ola hoi halele ai ka lai, ua kai au ka uala au ka lani, ka ohu maali e o nā molo kama, me ke aloha ma ka mai a hana lei. E ola hoi halele a. E ola hoi halele ai ka lai, ua kai au ka uala au ka lani, ka ohu maali e o nā molo kama, me ke aloha ma ka mai a hana lei.
Hei noa no naua kaulana o hana lei.
Seven months later, all commercial activities within the Hanalei Estuary and Hanalei Bay were brought to a halt with an executive order issued by the Governor of Hawaii in October of 1998. It will always remain our belief that this was made possible through the greater powers of our Akua and Aumakua who responded to our pleas and prayers to preserve and protect the aina and the kai.
This has been Novello I Kauai Kua Papa Volume 2, Hi'i Poi I Kaua, nurtured by life-giving rains, presented by Kumuhula Kehaulani Kekua. The contents of this educational disc were written and recorded by Kumuhula Kehaulani Kekua on behalf of the Kaipuwai Foundation in support of the Kekahu Foundation and KKCR, Kauai Community Radio. The featured chants remain the intellectual property from the repository of Mele Pule, Mele Ole, and Mele Hula. prayers, chants, and dances that had been entrusted to the lineage of Ka'ipuwai. Mahalo nui loa for coming along on this learning journey with us. KKCR, Kauai Community Radio, strives to serve our community and the world by celebrating and perpetuating Hawaiian culture, language, and music. KKCR is volunteer-powered and listener-supported. Please kokua today by donating at kkcr.org, on the KKCR app, or by calling 808-826-7774. Me ke aloha nui ia o ko. E ho'o mau i ka mo'o meheu, Hawaii.